This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Japan, where Japan is joining the race for LGBT gold in Asia. There is talk of Japan perhaps moving towards same-sex marriage. This all happened at an event last weekend. It was the launch of the Party of Hope in Tokyo, which included a whole equality gala of lawyers and LGBT allies in Tokyo. Lots of people, the big names were there.
Including our own Mr. Kirby.
Yes, Honourable Justice Michael Kirby, former High Court Justice, was there. Japan, the Equality Gala, it is in its second year and includes some of the top movers and shakers from the business, the legal and the government circles, including a Dayot member, their parliament member, Gaku Hishimoto, and he's the son of a former prime minister and touted as one of the rising stars in the government.
So all the movers and shakers, all the important people were there. And to set a tone of what the event was like, one of the speeches said that the Tokyo government values people and seeks to realise a city where women, men, children, the elderly, people with disabilities and LGBT people can live with vitality and be an active player and realise diversity. So obviously a very inclusive and positive tone.
And the outside countries, many of the global speakers from the outside countries, have challenged Japan to win this so-called LGBT gold medal for achieving marriage equality
in Asia. In reference to the Olympics, which they are hosting in 2020.
So there's 24 countries that have already passed equal marriage. Australia's not one of them, of course. Yet.
We're working on it.
Five of the seven so-called G7 members have. So one of the Taiwanese people there said that Japan can still take the gold if we don't.
There you go. Over to Brazil, where it's just a
It's a TV fest, really.
But it's an interesting place, Brazil, because they have the fame, unfortunately, for lots of murder and discrimination against the LGBTIQ community. But at the same time, now TV has put transgender people front and centre and in a positive light.
Indeed. It's a soap opera called Edge of Desire, popular primetime soap opera. It chronicles the transition of a transgender man and was about to start, and the residents of a shelter seemed oblivious to the sirens wailing outside. People were gathering in the streets to watch this soap opera. Now, I've been to Brazil. These soap operas are crazy.
People go nuts, right?
They do. This show draws 50 million people, viewers, a night.
And its tagline is, "Now you can see us," in reference to transgender people. So it's putting transgender people in Brazil in a day-to-day kind of role, you know, so it's exposing...
It's reality.
It's reality. It's exposing the greater population to transgender people and kind of pushing those boundaries, because it just contrasts so sharply with a lot of the violence that has been coming out of Brazil.
And it's getting a real following in the favelas, in the slums, if you like. So there are a lot of transgender people whose only form of employment is low-paid or sex work, and they live in these favelas. So it is drawing these, you know, great crowds and viewing parties that we might see for reality television to this show in the favelas.
So it's a really interesting way to, I guess, drive things from a social perspective and a really, I guess,
break down some macho barriers.
Yeah, but from a really unlikely cause. I mean, I think it's great that they've managed to really push the envelope and get something like that in front of so many people. I think there's a lot of progress to yet to come, but it's definitely moving forward in a positive light.
Across to Panama now, where a gay lawyer is spearheading Panama's chase for same-sex marriage.
We'll get him over here when he's done.
He might need to. The Panamanian lawyer, he is from the US originally and was looking to extend marriage rights to same-sex couples in his country. He has joined a bit of a coalition, which includes members of the New York Bar Society and local lawyers who are fighting for rights across South America. The lawyers are all putting in their time pro bono, which is really good. So they are pushing for the Supreme Court to make a change towards same-sex marriage laws. The debate around whether to extend marriage rights to same-sex couples is also highlighted broader issues about discrimination, including violence against transgender Panamanians, HIV discrimination, and also some, you'd probably say, some racism towards certain groups within the community.
Now, a key quote from one of the advocates, and I think this is very telling, says, quote, "If they decide strictly on the law, we're supposed to win," end quote. So that's another case where it's the courts driving the change rather than the government.
And they've got some big names behind them. The First Lady of Panama, Lorena Castillo, is a supporter of same-sex marriage, and also the Vice President among public officials who have publicly supported this push.
Go Panama.
And in brief, Indonesia has arrested 58 people, including foreigners, on a raid at a gay sauna.
In Russia, gay refugees fear being kidnapped and taken back to Chechnya.
In Azerbaijan, a slight bit of good news where tortured LGBTI detainees are
Wait
being released after weeks of detention.
And in the UK, female-only Cambridge College is to admit transgender women.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.